Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Previously on Royal Britannia. NASA.
Home.
Okay. Vibes off, chaps.
I think we need to go see Timbers, but obviously the big problem here is Starfleet.
What's been going on?
Someone's not who they said they were.
Timbers!
When was the last time you saw Starflower?
The arcane incinerator.
While you were away, we found something. I might say someone. Come with me.
A face that looks like it hasn't seen daylight in months.
Starflower?
When did you find her?
About a week or so ago.
In a hidden room.
No one looks like this in such a short time.
Lord Chiron. He mentioned a little bird and Starflower's name.
Sparrow, who was at the time in disguise as Vinnie Colpardo. You might know him as Maury.
World's greatest thief, Timbers.
Master of disguise. Who else knows that Starflower's like this?
Very few people.
About time I return the favour.
Starflower opens her eyes. Timbers, I'm sorry.
What was the last mission?
You'd come back from that manor house.
Lemonous Island.
Yes.
I don't think these items have been being destroyed.
I have been destroying them.
An arcane incinerator would destroy one of these godlike items, but if we were to do it, it would probably end the life of the god. The gods are still doing things for us. It suggests that they haven't necessarily gone anywhere, so maybe their items haven't been destroyed either.
Someone's had all those artifacts away.
We've got the mask with us.
Normal procedure must be followed. We will need you to hand over mask, so I have something to put in the chest.
Use this one, because then we
the definitely
have
the fake one that Jeff is holding.
Here you go, Timbers.
Right, boys. To make this sale, I shall have to have a word with Flint Frostbeard to get you some sort of prizes. Here is a significant amount of gold.
You have earned it, I am certain.
Do what you must, and then please go and see Frostbeard. He will sort you out. And remember, boys, don't forget. It up.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
First one.
Swines.
I know, right? I'm like a stealthy stealther.
I'm a stealthy stealth.
We are back again.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, we
back
are.
Once again.
Like a renegade master.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Now.
Paul's just woken up.
Last time we played, you lot hadn't eaten so many carbohydrates.
We're not feeling as low. But we've got lots
but
of pizza.
You've got
energy.
Lots of things to get through. Yeah. And I want to get through them all in this episode.
Absolutely. Okay.
So this could be our admin-y episode of leveling up and shopping.
Yes.
So I want maximum efficiency.
Okay.
I don't want just one level up episode and one shopping episode and then one Frostbeard episode. I want to try and get it all in.
Okay. Oh, that's a big,
right now.
Big
is that going to be a real short Frostbeard game then?
Oh, don't
in
you
fairness,
worry about it.
It was sort of
is he
at
just going to be like, there you go. There you go, Milo. You've won this time. And then we all just leave.
Maybe.
Nah, because Kef wants to win.
Maybe.
Yeah, but if Milo
never
wins.
I have never won.
Milo's never won.
No. I've never won.
It's true.
Yeah, but he's only been here for half the game.
Be better at D&D.
Be better.
No, but same with Maurus. I've never won.
Yeah, but he died.
Yeah, he's dead now.
There are no prizes for participation.
He's sort of undead now, I guess. So, last time we played, you found out some shiznit.
Serious shiznit.
Yeah.
All of the shiznit.
And it's only taken 204 episodes.
Turns out Timbers wasn't lying. And neither, it seems, was Starflower.
No.
Except she sort of was, but not her.
But it wasn't her. It's fine.
Yeah, it wasn't her fault.
So you were sort of suspicious of the right wrong person.
Yes.
Oh, very Robert Tanya.
Or the wrong right person. I don't know which way around it goes.
Very, very RB of us.
Yep.
Your suspicions were in the vague right direction, but nowhere near the actual target.
We were in the right postcode.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, in the right
zip
district,
code
you might
for our
say.
American viewers,
yeah.
Listeners,
just the wrong person.
Yeah.
Not us.
You'd be able to walk to the correct address if this was.
Sometimes the post for that accusation gets delivered to us.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
By mistake.
It's a little embarrassing, but it's fine. So, the plan was then that Timbers and yourselves would act as though everything were in fact normal, and you would spread the rumor around some disinformation, that the imposter was in fact Milo Maurus,
the cad.
But all is well because Timbers is fine with it, and you're all fine with it, and he's just sort of undead, and you just got to kind of get on with that.
Yep.
Yeah. And because everything is normal. You've got some cash. I'm going to go to everyone's favorite.
Hey,
12,000 gold.
Everyone's supermarket of choice. Everyone's shopping bonanza of preference. Old Argus.
I have that card, remember?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got the NUS card.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you want to give me a list of all your shiz? And
okay.
I will go inside and buy it for a lovely discount price.
So,
how much discount do you get?
10%?
I don't know. He makes it.
It's random on different items.
Yeah,
as well.
It is a little different.
But it's got four
depends which distributor is sending the items to Argus.
Honestly, depends on how many drugs Argus has had that.
Should have worn my
list
Argus
is honest.
T-shirt.
He's got bad hay fever.
Should have slipped more into his pizza at lunch.
More gluten, sir.
Quick, just take them. He's asleep.
So then, let's go around and let's see if Maurus Milo can pull off a great heist of getting some extra discount on some items for you guys. I guess you're all going to go and let's do some shopping!
Yeah, boy.
We go inside and you all go to different little laminated scrolls.
I'm excited.
And you all get your little bits of paper. quick stock check.
It's like
that's the Argus just making that noise.
He does, yeah.
Just in the back.
What are we doing? What are we having? Let's do some shopping.
Cool. I would like Milrus. I would like an arcane pistol for 800 gold.
Ooh.
I would like.
Hold on.
Fucking.
He's actually writing it down.
You expect to work in a service industry with this kind of speed. Arcane pistol for 800, please. Librarian's friend for 1500, please. A Furby of recording for 450, please. Which should be 2,750 total cost. With whatever discount you get. Yeah. So I'll give you 2,750 and you can give me the change, please.
Okay.
I would like the change.
2,750.
I just got 3,000 given to me.
Three, yeah, okay.
Because he gave us 12,000.
He did, yeah. Okay.
And I also have four.
I thought it was each.
No.
I also have 4,200 pounds in gold in a lump.
You do.
But I need that for other stuff.
For just possessing.
Just looking at, really.
Yeah. Look at my lump of gold. Ignore the turds.
Yeah. So I'll give you 2,750. And
you do realize this is just going to go on one big long purchase.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a
that's
lump,
the point.
Lump purchase.
Go.
Yeah. I'm paying my portion of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's next?
Next.
Me.
You go.
Right. Put down. Hand. I need another arcane pistol. If there's two more of those, I'll have a shot caller.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's 1,500. 800 for the arcane pistol. And I'll have the battered cod, please. For 900.
I love that item.
And then I'll hand over.
Tell us about the battered cod.
Okay, I'll find it.
I think that's the first new item we've had described. Or is
how much is all of that together?
That is 3,200 gold.
To the Furby of recording, I don't think we've brought up before, have we?
Yeah, I bought it.
Oh, you bought it before?
Okay. Yeah, it's just never got you.
Okay. The battered cod.
Yeah, go on.
Couldn't resist it. This simple-looking cod might seem unassuming, but upon hearing the magic words, salt vinegar, the fish becomes 4 feet long and covered in a crispy batter as hard as iron. The fish is now a +1 club.
Hey, lovely.
Although, because of all the grease, the wielder must succeed on a dex save, DC 12, not to drop it. To return the fish to its perpetually fresh form, simply say, just a Mars bar for me. And the batter will fall away, revealing the fish in your hand.
Nice.
So I could do it, beat someone up, and then turn it back again, and then chop the fish. Or I could reuse it again, perhaps.
I would perhaps reuse
it. Again. Very expensive fish, which we can largely get for free.
You just have to ask humbly for something.
3,200 gold. Hand it over.
Oh, nice. There you go. There you go. Jeffrey.
Jeff's going to ask for a duck of unwitting protection.
Mm-hmm. Ah, very good.
A duck of unwitting protection. That's wise. Very wise.
I think it might be required.
Wise. Yep.
500?
That is 500. He's also got his eye on the elephant in the room.
Oh, great item.
Hell yeah.
Have we had this one before?
I don't think so.
I don't we have.
Don't
tell us about the elephant in the room.
It's this small wooden elephant fits easily in the palm of your hand. Seems at first glance to be little more than a toy. However, upon telling it your deepest, darkest secret, it would inflate fill any room up to 200 feet in any direction. Once inflated, the elephant is immovable and has an AC of 18 and 200 HP. It lasts for 12 hours and then deflates. Any player can use it once. An elephant never forgets.
Love that.
How much is that one?
800.
So that is not bad at all.
Pretty good, yeah.
For a whole elephant.
Yeah. Well, it's a first time use.
It's a single use elephant.
Yeah, but I go right back to the very beginning because the ones that we haven't bought that are still quite good out there haven't gone up in price.
No, it's
because
true.
We haven't seen the value of them yet. So I like to go back right to the beginning.
I do like
see what I can get in the bargain.
In the bargain bin.
No Dragon Energy drinks, no expired ones.
Often. No, there's never an can you imagine? Expired Dragon Energy. As an item in here, and it might give you the effects, but also it might just take one of your abilities, and make you feel really laggy and like.
He's going to write that down now.
Yep,
just adding that casually to the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So then he's going to buy a couple of cans of expired Dragon Energy drink.
Are they appearing already
in about 30 seconds?
Ogre just nips away into the back. And brings out a chalk block with specials on at the pub.
Wait, how much was it?
The literal bargain bucket.
I'm just going to see how much they are going in for before I commit to the purchase.
A live update.
Do
it. First time
I know.
It's only 500. Yes, I'll get a couple.
All right.
But not realizing necessarily what
they've got the big orange sticker on them, you know?
Yeah,
there's no description.
Yeah. And they're just going to be gifts.
Like smashed into top.
500.
Yeah, it's 500 each. I'm getting two. And
It's expired. You get what you get. Is the description. We're live at our goose.
Our goose is there writing in the catalogue and just leaning over his shoulder. Like,
just adding in another like, on another page.
I reckon I might take this. But you don't even know what it does. Doesn't matter. I'm going to give them to you, Kev. The effects is purely your concern.
Drink one. Turn to werewolf.
It's a bittersweet gift.
Yeah, could taste that way, yeah.
Yeah. Could taste worse.
Might be lumpy, you don't know.
And then I, just because I think it's funny, I'm going to get the amulet of incessant yawning.
I saw that.
Tell us about the amulet of incessant yawning.
This amulet, when worn, causes the user to yawn constantly.
No matter how much sleep they get, the yawning can be quite contagious, spreading to those around.
Stop it.
It can also be quite annoying and disruptive in social situations.
Everyone's yawning now.
See, that's a bit like the boots of stumbling.
Mine was fake that turned into genuine.
Yeah, I started off fake and now I've triggered myself now.
Well, how much is that?
No.
400.
100.
Oh, dear. What's the total on that?
Oh, I wasn't. I was just saying items that came to mind. 100 plus 800 is 900.
Is it?
Good.
Plus two lots of 500 is 1,900. Mm-hmm. And then I think there was another 500 or one in there.
Is that what you're spending?
2,400 even.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
What's the rest's going to go 2,400. The rest, plus my change from the discount. Because I assume you're going to take all of those cash from us, go and do one big purchase, and then get... But it's not going to come to the amount that you get given.
No. And then you're going to dish out the appropriate.
Well, I'm just going to split it four ways.
Oh, okay. So that's cool.
That sounds unfair.
But
I tell you what, I'll throw it into the air and everybody can just fight.
You can fight for it.
Have we leveled up?
Much fairer.
No.
Damn it. Can you throw it in the air after I've leveled up?
No.
And have learned one of the spells that I want to learn.
Okay.
Okay. And what are you having? Marlo or Smilo?
Oh, you'll find out.
It's Merlo.
I like that. A potion of animal friendship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Just in case things get out of hand.
Okay.
The
duck.
Duck of unwitting protection.
Wise.
And three bags of cold pizza slices.
Three bags of cold pizza slices.
When Marlo
was going to go for two.
He sticks with it.
I think
I'm going to go for three.
Okay, cool.
And just, you never know.
I mean, a lot of pizza.
Cool. And that's it.
I can't eat any of that. Stop waving at me.
Is there another item that gives you even more HP that's gluten-free pizza?
Yes, but it's really fucking expensive.
Go on, put it in.
And then Jeff goes back into our goose, looks over our goose's shoulder again as he's filling in a new item.
I'm hoping I do get some change out of this, because if I do, there's one more.
But you're going to have to do some maths on it.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know.
Based on how much you gave him.
Yes.
He's going to give us a total. You're going to give us a discount percentage.
I'm just going to potter in.
Potter? Ooh. I thought you were already in there.
Oh, okay.
You were looking at
the counter then.
We've handed over your bath.
You go for the counter.
We're not even subtle about the fact that we're basically just trying to have
our goose looks at you.
Yep.
It's we all had Malra's cash.
Honk.
Honk.
And he takes a piece of paper. And he looks at the piece of paper. Looks at you. And he goes, honk.
Honk, honk.
Three of us just looking shifty in the background.
He looks at all three of them and goes, honk?
Oh, nothing today. Honk? Nothing today. No, thanks, Argus.
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah,
no, I don't have any money.
I've got
my card.
He stole it all from us.
Expenses.
No gold here.
I don't even know him.
Who are you? Where
I don't
you
even
come
know
from?
Malrilo.
Malrilo. And he looks at your FUS card and he looks and he goes, honk.
Mm.
And then he sort of pulls out a clipboard with four calculators on it and starts doing sums.
Come on, I know who's getting our change.
Yeah, very possibly.
I don't think. If he is, he's got really, really proficient with those calculators.
I think he's writing boobies on each one of those calculators. Turn them upside down. Yay! Does that mean there's eight?
I don't know.
boobies.
Four breasts.
So that was 9,750 gold.
Ah, right. And he
allegedly
looks at your car and he looks at the calculators and he says, honk. And he takes the
50%.
He takes the 9,750 gold.
One gold change.
And
door credit.
I mean, I'll take store credit.
I love the tension here.
I'll take store credit.
How much are we getting off?
Was the first time we tried to play the system.
One free background. No.
It's mine. I'm having it.
And then he hands you back precisely 1,200 gold pieces.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He says, honk, honk, honk. And then he stamps the piece of paper and hands it back to you and gestures to the chairs.
Yeah.
He says, honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
Not bad. Honk. About 11.5% discount.
Mother. Mother.
What? I was going for as close to 10. As well.
I'm
going to need help carrying all this shit.
He's going to need help divvying up the change as well.
Yeah.
Give me 250 of that gold.
Give me 1,000 of that gold.
No.
Wait till we get outside.
I'll have the rest.
No, because I want to buy something else. Please. It's all I ever wanted in the world.
He wants another amulet of breasts.
Oh, is that in there?
Wait, there's an amulet of breasts and an amulet of cleavage?
Yeah.
I want the breasts one. You can keep your cleavage tied up. I want the one that gives me breasts.
You'll get nothing done.
I'll never leave home again.
You'll never. The struggle isn't concentrated as it is. Jeff, what?
My spells are going to be useless. They're all concentration spells. Look, dragon. Look, kill that dragon, Milo. Nobody.
Are you giving him the gold or what?
Yeah, I'll give him the gold.
Yes. And then he scampers over, grabs a piece of paper, grabs a tiny pen,
yep,
and writes down number 311.
All right, yes.
Ooh.
And then darts over.
Oh, right, okay.
Everyone scrolls.
Tell us about
scrolls,
this.
Everyone scrolls.
Hey, we've got the right numbers here. And then slams it down the desk. Honk.
He goes, it looks at you and goes, honk, honk.
Honk.
Honk. Takes a piece of paper, holds out his feathery hand.
Could have say, I think he said hoof then. I don't know why.
Feathery wing? Hand? Feathery wing?
Yeah.
Are you giving him his gold?
Oh, yeah. Hand that over.
Ah. And he takes the gold and he stamps a piece of paper and he goes, honk, and gestures excellent to the chairs.
This is an amazing idea.
Honk.
It's an amazing item.
Excellent.
Now tell us about the item you've just bought.
Absolutely amazing.
Say again.
Tell us about the item you've just bought.
The item I've just bought is Steve's Wand of Difficult Decisions.
This is yep amazing.
When pointed, it compels a creature with an intelligence of +4.
Damn.
Not you.
To choose between cake or death. If they choose cake, they will receive a slice of cake. If they choose death, ..
little red cookbook. I'll have the chicken.
You said death.
So,
such a ridiculous answer.
Amazing.
You cake or death? Cake. Well, there you go.
Oh,
gonna run out of cake.
So my choices are
or death.
Didn't there be such a rush?
Anything else, anyone?
No, I think that's me done.
Excellent. So after several long minutes, half an hour or so.
Half an hour?
It's a lot of items.
It's many items.
What's your number?
Keth, you see your...
he's going to be sat.
You see your item brought out and put on the shelf.
Yes. There it is.
We all know what's happening.
And then... You see Milo Melrose.
Yes.
You see your number getting called.
Yep.
On the big screen. He flips the thing over. And he's got your number showing. And you go up to the
counter? Yeah, I'll go up to the counter.
He says, honk, honk, honk.
Honk.
And he reaches below the counter and pulls out a monstrous pile of parcels.
Hey.
And hands them to you.
I think that's for you, man, that I've never met before in my life.
Oh. These says, look honk, like some honk things that I've really always wanted.
Honk, honk, honk.
And he hands them to you in one big pile.
I'm just gonna... Guys, can I have a hand, please?
I can't. I'm waiting for mine.
I don't know you, stranger, but if you want my help, I will.
Can
offer
I roll
it
for trolley?
I'll there's no trolleys.
Oh, I'll happily help you carry these five items.
And I'll take that these.
They're on the bottom.
Why don't you put all of the items on the floor and we can have like a Christmas Day pick-me-up?
A what?
How about we get out?
Why don't
shop
you put
first
all of the items on the floor and we can have like a
I'm
last
struggle
light
to
day
walk
Christmas
out the shop
pick-me-up? Oh, fuck, I still say Christmas.
A last light day Christmas pick-me-up. I'll give you a hand.
So yeah, they help you.
Put them down and we'll pick them up ourselves. You take three.
Yeah. You take your items,
yep,
apart from Keth, who I guess you supervise. Then the next number that shows up that he flips to on the screen is the one after yours, Keth.
What?
There's no one else in there.
Just looking around wildly like, every time.
Comes around the counter, starts mopping the floor, starts closing off all
the shutters go down.
It's about 11:50
Your parcel is still there on the shelf in clear sight.
Keth starts gesticulating towards it. Honk!
Honk! Honk!
Unfolds the piece of paper. Honk.
He takes it, looks honk at it, holds it up to the light. Honk.
Honk.
Sniffs it. Nibbles it. Goes, honk, and then goes and gets your parcel.
Honk.
And hands it to you. He says, honk.
Honk. Honk. Honk.
Honk.
Honkers. And then Kev thinks he's thinking he's spoken. He said something nice and Harry Gogra leaves. Probably said an outrageous
thing. He probably did, yeah.
But we'll never know.
We'll never know. So you all have your new items.
Oh, yes. I'd love to cast Speak with Animals on Argus. Oh, well, I guess it's too late now. Can't go back.
Oh, no.
It's all shut now. Oh, what a shame. Anyway, moving on.
That's it. Come on, come in. The sofa's comfy. The drinks are mostly lukewarm. And the only thing vaguely monstrous in here is a slightly unruly and mostly scruffy parrot. So let's get cracking then. It's time for your moment with the Dungeon Master. Me? Well, I have to say, it's absolutely brilliant having you here bravely standing astride the deck cannons with us on the deck of the good old ship Royal Britannia. The Maritime Mayhem simply could not continue without you, and without your loyal support, we'd have been blown to bits by the sea bandits of podcast obscurity a long time ago. So from all of us here in the Royal Britannia crew, thank you so much for being here. Now, where did he go? Well, normally a trail of feathers around here somewhere, so he sheds them. Let's just where is that? There you are. Get your beak out of that biscuit box. No, I need the scroll. It's on my desk already. Well, where? Oh, there. Well, it was hidden under this pile of crumbs, Pedro, that you'd left behind. Yes, I do want you to tidy up. Hurry up. Now, while the world's worst assistant takes care of that, let's just see what this scroll says. So, this week's shout-out goes to Bob Jeff Dave, who gave us a brilliant 5-star review. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. We're glad that you're enjoying the mayhem. Now, if you want a shout-out of your very own, just like Bob Jeff Dave, then getting one is as easy as getting into a bar fight at Nancy's. It's really quite simple. Just rummage around and drag us over from behind the sofa. There's social media, be that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, or Mastodon, Blue Skies, even Threads. Wherever, really. You know, just we're on as many of them as possible, making it as easy as possible for you to find us. We also have a very active Discord server, too, where there's loads of like-minded people just like you, chatting all things D&D and Royal Britannia. However, if you do want one of those highly prized shout-outs, a simple like on a post will not cut the mustard. You're going to need to get creative. So, take a photo of your latest purchase from the official Royal Britannia merch store, post it up, send us a message telling us about your favourite moments in the show, or just cruise in for a cosy chat. We don't mind, just as long as you get involved. Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships. It's a fleet of sponsorships.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore.
Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Now, if you think Roll Britannia is the bee's knees and you really fancy doing something really rather nice for the show, then why not give us a fantastic 5-star review? Whichever way you choose to listen to the ocean-going oddness that is the world of Roll Britannia, be that Spotify, YouTube, Apple, Podurama, Podchaser, Good Pods, there will very likely be a place very nearby where you can leave that lovely review. It really helps our podcast to grow. It helps more fantastic people just like you to discover the show. And, well, I'd really, really appreciate it. And if you want to go one step further, you can help the show out even more by becoming an official Roll Britannia patron. There are 5 different tiers available to give you access to all sorts of bonus content, extra backstories, loads of audio content, artwork, exclusive merch, and a closer access to the crew as well, all of which starts from as little as £2 per month. All the money that we make goes straight back into making the show, and it helps Roll Britannia get even bigger and better. So check us out and support the show at patreon.com/Roll Britannia. Right, now, before you go, you need to check something. It's really important. Yep, it's very important that you press that subscribe button. Press it right now. Go on. Yep. Well, if you've already subscribed, you're going to have to press it again because you've just unsubscribed. Anyway, make sure you are subscribed is what I'm trying to, what's what I'm getting at. And then you won't miss out on the latest episode releases and you won't find yourself scrubbing Pedro with his special lice shampoo. Yeah. Ugh, horrible job. Well, that's quite enough from me. I think that adventure is not going to master itself, so you'll miss out on the demise of those 4 buffoons if you're loafing around in here. So go on, get out of here. Get back into the adventure. Go! Level ups. So, you've all leveled up. You've got really powerful now. Level 16-ish.
We've got.
I'm amazed we're still alive.
You very nearly weren't.
Yep.
Several times.
You made some poor decisions.
Yes, we did.
It's what we do.
You know the microphone moves, so you'd have to go around it.
Oh, yeah.
You can so still leave.
Yeah, it's way better.
So I've got this 950 gold.
Yeah, yeah. We can do
what we're doing with it.
Can I have... How much did you say?
300 each should have been. If we were going to go even squares, then...
Okay.
300 each?
Yeah, I'll do you the rest.
But I'll take Cass 650 because he only wanted 250.
Yeah, fine.
Sure. That is what he said.
Yeah, that is true.
I did hear him say that. So that's all I've ever wanted, is what he said.
Yeah, yeah. So all I ever wanted was 250.
That is literally the words you said.
Strip the tapes.
Yep.
Damn.
And you're the first person to claim it, so there's 350 for you.
Pirate laws. Thank you.
And I'll have the rest. Whatever you guys don't have.
But I do have this new wand.
250 gold.
Are you going to try it out?
250 gold.
Are
you going to try it out?
I'll give you 400 gold.
No, that would bully him.
Oh, that's sweet of you. And here's your change, and I'll give you 100 gold back.
You've got 300, 250.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah. Now we've done some math. Level up time!
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My level up was fairly standard this time.
Okay.
I got some extra... I got access to level 2 spells. I got 3 level 2 spell slots. I got
so you've done Druid?
1 spell slot with Druid. Yeah, I went up 2 levels of Druid.
Cool.
I did a...
Could you be louder?
So I've got some cool stuff that I can now prepare and choose from. Like I say, I've got some level 2 stuff. I also picked up a cantrip called Guidance.
What does that do?
It smashes a hand into a microphone. I can touch one willing creature once before the spell ends. The target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to one ability check of its choice. It can roll the die before or after making the ability check. The spell then ends. It takes me an action. I touch somebody. They roll an attack or an ability check. One ability check, sorry, of its choice specifically. And you can add a d4 to it. It's a little buff, kind of inspiration-y thing, similar to like a bard class. And then the other thing that I did, because at level 4, you get a choice, obviously, ability score improvement, or a feat. And I took a feat called Alert.
Ooh.
Alert basically says, you're always on the lookout for danger, and you gain the following benefits. I can't be surprised while I am conscious, which is pretty fucking good. See?
Sorry.
See how unfazed I was.
You were unfazed. Everyone else did.
That is good.
The other creatures don't gain advantage on attack rolls against me as a result of being hidden. So if something is invisible or sneaking up behind me and attacks me, it doesn't get advantage again, which is pretty great.
That is good.
However, last part of it, I get a +5 bonus to my initiative, which turns my initiative bonus to +17.
You shall always, always, always.
So the lowest you can roll
is a 17. That's, no, is it 18?
Is it 19?
18.
Yeah, 18. Because you roll 1 plus 17.
Like, fail on
it's not critical, but yeah.
Fail on initiative, yeah.
You, the worst you can roll is 18.
The best I could roll would be a 37.
Wow.
Which would be fun.
The best that Jeff can roll is 20. A 10.
Is it?
If you've got my cape on. Yeah.
Yeah. Why have you haven't got your cape on?
20.
Oh, because he's got zero initiative?
Yes.
Oh.
That's not a character, right?
He does not have good initiative.
Very bad.
Does not show initiative.
And that was it. That was it for my level up.
My performance review?
Very simple. Very simple level up, because I only went from 2 to 4. Oh, and with my beast forms at level 4, I am Circle of the Moon Druid. But with my beast forms, I can now... use creatures that have a swimming speed as well.
So you can do that as a bonus action as well, can you? Use your Circle of the Moon.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yep.
Awesome. That's
pretty great.
Next, I think we shall have... Who looks the most ready? Who's ready? Malamaris?
Yes.
Malamaris.
You've got quite a lot to talk through,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, and I don't know how much I can actually sort of
say. I think we should all... Learning a little bit about what the hell's going on, really. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should say, because otherwise people won't.
What are you?
Yeah, that.
Who so, are you? When are you? Where are you? Why
we're here.
Are you?
Where?
Where?
When are you?
So I've got... Milo's staying the same.
Okay.
So I'll have a level 14 Milo.
Okay.
Nothing changes there.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wizard.
A level 12... Maurus.
Okay, now what is Maurus?
He's Maurus.
Oh, okay.
He's still a cleric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except this time, am I allowed to say?
Yes.
He's a grave cleric.
Oh.
There you go.
He's a grave cleric.
A grave cleric?
Yes. He's
not a rave cleric.
He's come back a little different.
My mental image has changed somewhat.
So I'm sharing the same HP, the same AC, and... for the whole of this weekend and for the next few foreseeable episodes that you'll be listening, James will be flipping a coin for me every time I wake up or get knocked out and wake up again.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see
who turns up.
Mm. Nice.
So what things, because we knew Maurus before,
yeah,
and he was trickster domain. So yes. He had Loki as a god, but obviously
so
things have changed since you died.
Yes. So I don't really know who my god is, I'll be absolutely honest. I'm still going to call upon Loki.
Not your god anymore, though, is he?
Well, could be a dead version of Loki. I don't know.
Gods don't tend to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you have a new god.
I don't know who he is. We'll see.
Well, yeah, you don't know who he is.
We'll see what happens.
We'll find out, yeah.
And
I hope it's not... Hazy, otherwise you'll just spend half the time trying to discuss his fucking name.
Can you say that name again? I didn't quite catch it.
Yeah, apparently not.
He's got a hair in his throat.
Hair sensing.
Nope.
Hair sensing.
Nope.
You're just putting
you sound like, you sound like you're ejaculating while you're saying it.
He looks like it too.
Yeah, he is making that face.
He's
doing his sex face.
Again. We keep asking him to stop.
Oh, right there.
Sing.
That sounded more like an order.
Now sing.
Sorry, yes. Maurus do?
Basically, there's a lot of necrotic stuff, which is pretty cool.
That's cool. Tell me more.
Like, does he have a car?
No.
Oh, tell me more. Did you get very far?
No. I don't know what to say.
Well, tell us lots and lots of information. Let's start with some things.
As much information as
you've got. Vampiric touch.
Okay.
What's that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Basically, I touch somebody.
Yep.
And
that's it.
Well, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a concentration spell. This is actually pretty good.
Tell us what it is.
You touch.
Yeah.
The touch of your shadow.
You keep saying the word touch over.
Just get to the next bit, for the love of God.
That's the vampiric bit that we're interested in.
We gathered to it.
Stop interrupting!
God, for
fuck's sake. The touch of your shadow wreath hand can siphon the life force from others to heal your wounds. Make a melee spell attack against a creature within your reach. On a hit, the target can take 3d6 necrotic damage.
Fuck.
And you regain the hit points equal to half of the amount of necrotic damage dealt.
Sick.
Until the spell ends, you can make an attack again on each of your turns as an action.
How long does the spell
last? When you cast this spell the fourth level or higher, the damage increases by 1d6.
How long does the spell last?
Up to a minute.
Damn, that's 10 rounds of combat.
Yeah. That's
just 30d6.
Leeching HP out of...
And you can have effectively the equivalent of 15d6 of health back.
That's pretty great.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So one thing I wasn't clear on is how do you start the spell?
Yeah, it was vampiric. What?
You rub someone off.
I mean, that would work, to be fair.
I mean, that's just a win. That's just win-win.
Technically, that would work. If you did it to four people at the same time, would...
we've
done tests.
The most efficient way.
Works smart. No.
Middle out vampiric touch.
In terms of feats, if you're interested in reading
some of the more interesting ones, yeah.
Tell us about
give some highlights.
Tell us about
I
your
have,
feats.
Metamagic now, extended spell and quickened spell.
Cool,
nice. If he ends up using more metamagic than you, Jeff, I shall be furious.
Well, I only have two sorcery points,
and I bet he uses both of them all the time.
Yeah.
What's, how many of you what's got? Meta magic?
You've got, what, 16 of them, haven't you?
Not yet.
Not until it's my go.
Currently, I've got 14. Of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Currently. Use them.
I don't even know what they do. They've been used
neither
so
do I.
Frequently.
Neither do I.
You've had them the whole time. What's your highest level spells?
Ooh.
Go on. Give us the most exciting ones that you've picked up.
It was Vampiric Touch, really, was...
Oh, okay.
And what does that do?
How do you even do
summon
it?
Summon Celestial?
Some what? The fuck?
Summon Celestial.
You might want to explain that one.
Yeah, that sounds sick.
Chose this one earlier. It looked pretty cool. You touch.
All of your spells have a slight creepy touch. I'm not using anything else. No wands, no fireballs.
I just want to touch everyone.
You massage the shoulders of a nearby ally.
Milo's got a real creepy since Valorous has come back.
You cup an unwilling creature.
Well, my brother's caress them gently.
I've got to be the weird brother, apparently.
So go.
Are we ready?
Sorry,
are we ready?
Paul. Yeah, yeah.
You call forth a celestial spirit. You don't touch anything.
Okay.
It manifests in an angelic form. In an unoccupied space that you can see within range. This corporeal form uses Celestial Spirit stat block, which is below if I scroll down. When you cast the spell, you choose Avenger or Defender, and your choice determines the creature's attack in its stat block. The creature disappears when it drops to zero hit points or when the spell ends.
Fuck you.
So can you quite literally assemble Avengers?
Yeah, you could.
I'm not finished yet. So
Oh, shit.
The creature is an ally to you and your companions in combat. The creature can share your initiative count, but takes its turn immediately after yours.
Mm-hmm. Did you say it is allied to us or it isn't?
Yes, is an ally to you and your companions. It obeys your verbal commands. No action required by you. If you issue any, it takes the dodge. If you don't issue any, it takes the dodge action and uses its move to avoid danger.
Cool.
Cool.
And then there's the stat block.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Well, very cool.
We'll find out more when you come to use it.
Mm.
Really? Looking forward to seeing those sorcerer points.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah.
That you've been hoarding.
Okay.
They're mine.
So we're going to see some scary stuff from Creepy Malrus.
Yeah.
He's looking Malrus. A bit and there's like pale. Blight, Bane, Banishment, True Seeing, Blind Path.
Damn, son.
Damn. Touch a path.
What else are you touching?
Death ward.
Death ward?
God. Okay.
Walking around the battlefield just
Ray of Enfeeblement.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Just reading out some spell names here.
Yeah.
Continual Flame. Forget Sacred Flame. New band.
Yeah. No, it's the second album, isn't it?
Yeah. Just a new drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it really.
Nice. Okay. Well, terrifying, but nice.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be creepy as fuck.
Kethri.
Okay. So I have consulted legal on this level up.
I noticed.
Yes. And it appears like I was a bit of a Wally on my last level up.
Yes.
So currently, Keth was a level 8 ranger and I've been upgrading my fighter. I was at level 6. And at level 6 fighter, you're supposed to do an ability score improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't.
That was silly.
I just didn't.
That was foolish. Why did you not do that?
Because I'm a Burke and I should be better at D&D.
Hey, yeah, be better at D&D.
If you're not good at D&D, you could be entitled to a free ability score improvement.
That is work.
No win, no fee.
Have you done an upgrade unsupervised? You could be entitled to a free constitution point.
So I went ahead and did my level 6 ability score improvement, courtesy of legal. Thank you very much for that. I'm not sure if there's going to be any monies in the post.
Pro bono.
Then level 7, you get a martial archetype feature.
Nice.
And I took it is called Remarkable Athlete.
Oh.
Now the Remarkable Athlete is quite handy because you get to add 3 to any strength, dexterity, or constitution check you make that doesn't already use your proficiency bonus. And you get to make when you make a running long jump, you add 2 feet to the distance.
Okay.
That's quite handy. It's a little feature. That's level 7.
Yeah, okay.
And level 8 is an ability score improvement, which I forewent this time deliberately because I decided to take my first feat.
That was good of you.
Yes. And this feat is called the Crossbow Expert.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now, I'll read it out. And then, obviously, there's a few things you have to tweak.
Yes. We had a chat about this. So do tell.
Sorry, I'll read it verbatim.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Crossbow Expert. You ignore the loading property of crossbows with which you are proficient. Being within 5 feet of a hostile creature doesn't impose disadvantage on your ranged attack rolls. To learn to read. And when you use the attack action and with a one-handed weapon, you can use a bonus action to attack with a hand crossbow you are holding. Now, obviously, we're going to tweak that because we don't use crossbows or load.
True.
So my understanding of it is that, one is that any ranged weapon within 5 feet normally doesn't work.
Yes.
But that does not matter now.
Yeah. Range... within 5 feet, they can grab it.
Yeah. But they can't now.
No.
Because I'm all John Wick.
Yes.
And now, if I've got a one-handed weapon...
equilibrium, you know?
Oh, yeah. Gunkana.
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know why that sprang back to my head. So if I've got money-making one hand, do an attack. One thing that always used to happen is you could do two-handed fighting. And your off-handed weapon, i.e. say Brittany... I could use, but I would lose all the mods.
Mm-hmm. Just be a straight roll.
But now, I can use Brittany as the offhanded weapon with all the mods.
Yes.
Yay, boy.
And I've just bought another pistol. So I could have 2 ba-bam pistols.
Yes, you can.
So that's that. And it also means with my previously mentioned ability score improvement, I bumped up my constitution, which means my HP is now 140, which is much more like it.
Yes.
And then finally,
it's the same as mine is now.
It is a nice little bonus, but again, I had to consult legal on this because it's something I haven't been using. And is that Bill?
I was just saying, your hit points are almost 100 more than Jeff's.
I don't want to embarrass him by saying that out loud. So
they're going to know in a minute.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's something that Bill gets called Beastmaster Bonus.
Ooh.
The companion, Bill, gains an additional bonus to attack and damage rolls equal to the Ranger's efficiency bonus. So that means that he gets on his attack and damage rolls an extra plus +5 because Keth's is plus +5 proficiency.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
So Bill's going to be much more useful, hopefully. Keth's tankier. He can do things within 5 feet, dual wield things.
Sick.
Excellent.
Nice.
Very pleased.
Many, many cool things.
Yeah.
Many, many cool
things. I look forward to seeing him in action. Jeff?
No, we've done the one now. No, we've done the level up.
Yeah.
This is what I was going to go last. Moving on. Yeah.
Jeff.
So, Jeff's not got much stronger.
Oh, that's a shame.
As we all know that he's feeling pretty weak after the last generous donation of additional Keth help. That ended up taking 17 off his hit point. But luckily for him, he's rolled at least 10 less than that for these two level ups. So I've got 7 of those back.
So it's an improvement.
It only cost me 10 to get a sword.
Keth did try and do a nice thing in that particular thing. He did try and heal.
Oh, no, yeah, no. It's nothing against
you. Hey, look, Keth. That sword gives you health.
Yeah, that's true.
It can give me health, yes.
And it's well sharp.
Yeah.
And pointy.
And it can give me health all the way up to a maximum of 56.
Oh!
But yeah, nearly.
It's like a third of his. Yeah.
Bill's is 60. No, it's not.
I was going to say, what?
Oh, yeah.
It's not. No, he's a tiny snake.
Jump off a bridge.
It's 45.
But other than that, I just went with a lot of magic. I decided that this time around, rather than taking an ability score increase, as I've done that pretty much every single time, and I'm sticking to Sorcerer, I'm going to max out this character in or die trying.
Okay. And you'll have, at the end of it, 20 sorcery points, none of which you will use.
No, it's true.
Don't know what you mean. Don't think you know that these are anything to do with me. I think you're wrong. So then I'm going to take a feat which allows me to gain a load of extra, a couple of extra cantrips and a level 1 spell basically cast a level 1 spell for free.
Oh,
once a day. That's good.
This particular feat I have stored for long enough while the page loads is called Magic Initiate. It basically gives me the ability to do those three things. I've chosen Sword Burst as one of mine. So I basically can give myself a not real, but load of blades start swinging around my body, basically, and anything within
terrifying.
5 foot radius will have to take saves or get sliced.
Oh, nice.
Mage Hand, because it's cool. Quite useful.
Mm-hmm. Can drive an entire ship.
Can drive an entire ship from the crow's nest.
That's true. Yeah.
Throw a mask out a window or drive a ship.
The only two things.
Those are the mage hand. My level 1 spell, which I thought would be quite useful once per day, is Comprehend Languages.
Nice.
As trying to be the bit more of the...
Talker.
Yeah, the person who...
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, ironically.
The ambassador.
That's the one.
The delegate.
Thank you. All of these
emissary.
Words. Any of these will be useful. Insert that word there.
Representative.
It'd be helpful to be able to talk to anyone. And then I thought, I want to take something for me, a little bit cool. Jeff's done a lot with dragons, and he speaks Draconic, and he's always had a little bit of a thing for fire. And so he thought, right, it's time we go full circle and become a dragon, essentially.
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's full circle.
Is it a dragon suit?
I've become...
So you were a dragon at the start?
Yeah. Yes. We just haven't found that about you. It's going to be such a disappointing backstory now.
I picked him on the same full circle as you did.
But yeah, I'm going to go back to Explosion of Fire and things like that from within. And I can breathe. I've got something called Draconic Transformation. So I will, with a roar, you draw on the magic of dragons and transform yourself, taking on draconic features. You gain the following benefits until the spell ends. Blindsight. Breath weapon, wings. It's really cool.
Do you turn awesome. Into a dragon or like?
No,
a...
I gain those three elements. I can gain blind sight, and I have blind sight with a range of 30 feet.
Within that range, you can effectively see anything that isn't behind total cover. So even if you're blind, even if you're blinded of in darkness,
or in darkness,
or in darkness. Moreover, you can see an invisible creature unless the creature successfully hides from you. Breath weapon
have to physically be
so they have to be fully hidden.
Oh, okay.
So if you're partially covered, doesn't matter. I'll still see you.
Got
you. Breath weapon. When you cast this spell. And as a bonus, when you cast a spell and as a bonus action on subsequent turns for the duration, you can exhale a shimmering energy in a 60-foot cone. Each creature in that area must make a dexterity saving throw, taking 6d8 force damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful one. And then wings. Incorporeal wings sprout from your back, giving you a flying speed of 60 feet.
Sick.
So I'll be able to fly, breathe fire, and basically
can you do all of those at the same time, or is it one of?
You gain the following ability benefits. Oh, so all of them.
Nice.
How long does the spell last for?
It's
2 seconds.
Is it literally just
concentration
Jeff with
up
wings?
To a minute? But
concentration
I can
concentration up to a minute.
But I can use my meta magic
to make it last for a day.
What's meta magic?
Meta magic.
What's this now?
No idea.
What's this thing you've never mentioned before?
Extended spells the only one I've used.
We don't play those rules.
I have three, and I'm very excited to show you the other two that I've had for many, many other levels. But I'm only going to start using from this one. Yes, and the big news for this level up is I've now got 16 sorcery points. So
what are they for?
You've now got 16 sorcery points, and that's what, 16 that you gained from level 14 to.
Level 16, yeah.
You had zero at level 14.
Yeah,
is that why?
Never had.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
It's just it's a trait that happens to bad sorcerers. You don't know what you're doing, and then you get a telling off at level 14 to 16 when you're doing your level up, and realize you've been playing your character all wrong, or you're much more powerful.
Yeah, you've basically not been utilizing all of the best features of your class.
Just most of the shit's always done by the time it gets to me. I just usually there mopping up stuff.
That's because you go hide.
No, it's because I have a zero initiative.
Or you've got a slow motion cape on.
Yes. Yeah.
Where you go invisible and just...
No, I haven't done that for like three arcs. That's so
historically.
Malrus, catch up. Yeah. We've had a whole Milo episode since then.
Milo, we've all actually cocked up a level up.
Bonk.
Has James leveled up?
Yes. I have...
Much
many more d20s to roll.
Oh, no.
And all the monsters are now higher challenge rating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
And they're also a lot scarier.
Yeah.
And you won't see some of them coming.
Oh.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
If they're not fully hidden, I will.
That entirely depends on whether they are attacking you.
Possibly it does.
Yes.
Possibly it does. Or if you cast that spell.
Yeah, or if you happen to be using that feature at the time.
Yes.
Where? I'll find it.
Because your features were about not being able to be surprise attacked or not giving advantage to creatures attacking you.
No creatures are attacking me. But yep. I also, it doesn't even say, surprise attack. It says I can't be surprised. So I'm going to be very
So you're just going to be very nonchalant about
very nonplussed by everything that's happening.
So something will jump out at you. You won't have seen it coming. You'll be like, knew that was going to happen.
This again. And also, that surprise party that you were planning for my 199th or 200th birthday.
No point.
I know about it.
He knows exactly what's happening. He's planned it.
Yeah.
He's been feeding you the information for weeks.
Excellent.
It was this time
last
year.
Now we've all leveled up and we've done our shopping. There's one more thing to do. It's time to go to see Flint Frostbane!
Yes!
So you head down to Inlight Flint.
Gonna win this one.
You forgot that's what it was called, didn't you?
Nice.
And...
Jeff, you're right, Jeff.
Just looked over to me like
he's deflating.
Just deflating.
My bottle started squeaking really loud. I was like, "Shut up!"
No, it was a fart.
Yeah,
so I did nothing,
Dad. I'm sorry.
So you go to Inn like Flint, and you go through the doors into the little waiting area. And there's the little door that has the sign over it that says, on air.
Yep. Spelling checks out.
And it lights up. And the doors swing open.
Ooh, don't go in, guys. It's on air.
That's for us.
I think we also might be.
Is that what that mic is for?
Yeah.
Some people have come out and put microphones on you.
A cup of coffee, that's not free. You've got to work for that cup of coffee that they're bringing over to you.
Right, okay.
Are you going in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, so you get paid.
You go in. You go into the dark, dark space. And then you walk and you stop as a single spotlight shines down on all four of you.
Hello. Got
a big spotlight.
Then
party is more.
I'll have you know I look better in sort of a wash light, more flattering.
Can I have my own?
Jeff's going to step slightly further aside.
Away to from the moon.
Flint.
He says, ladies and gentlemen, welcome along to a very special episode. And just at that moment, a loud explosion rings through the space.
Whoa.
Ma. Hello?
Ma.
What?
And the lights go out.
Timer Buck's got some upgrades, so it's off to our goose to shop. Milo with his AffuWorth extra card says he'll buy the lot. Derek buys guns and a far way of recording. Cam buys guns and a fash. Jeff buys a duck, some expired cans of drink, and Milo gets cold pizza slices. Our Buck suddenly feels stronger with new impressive skills. Some stop surprise, some help control, some just making more kills. As they arrive at Inlight Flint, the on-air sign appeared. Into the darkened studio, greeted boy Flint Frostbeard. What will our Bucks do now explosions ring through the Inlight Flint arena? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia!
Social Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like. Yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.